Take a seat, lie down, or get comfortable however you want, wherever you are. Maybe you're in a coffee shop in Berlin, or a forest in Madagascar, or swinging gently in a blue hammock in your backyard. If you just imagined a blue hammock, you now know the purpose of Visualize This: to activate your imagination and help it get stronger, and turn what you imagine into a multi-sensory experience. So relax and close your eyes if you like, and visualize this with as much detail and presence as you can. Visualize a fruit. Is it an apple, a watermelon, a pineapple, or a banana? Let's make it a banana. Think about how yellow that banana is. It's as yellow as the pollen on a bee's leg. A bee with its head buried in the petals of a white daisy. No, a white rose. A red rose. A rose made out of neon lights. Okay, let's go back to just a red rose. Imagine morning dew glistening on a perfect, deep red rose petal. Zoom in to the droplets of water on the red petal, glistening bubbles of water trapped on the surface. Every tiny droplet is a microscopic world. Imagine the world, Earth, a blue marble floating against a perfect black background. Make the marble red. Now you're imagining Mars. Now make the marble green. Make the green marble bigger in your head, to the size of a tennis ball. Make it fuzzy like a tennis ball, with white lines of rubber crisscrossing it. Hold the tennis ball in your hand and squeeze it. Bounce it on the ground. Now imagine yourself throwing that tennis ball as hard and as far as you can. You fly up with the ball into the air. You're behind it, chasing it. Feel the speed. Hear the wind rush. The ball disappears. But you're still flying through the air over your house. Look down as you fly by your house and toward the nearest, biggest landmark in your area. Have you got an image of it in your head? If your hands are clenched at your sides as you fly, punch them forward now into the Superman flying pose, both fists extended in front of you. The biggest landmark in your area is coming up. You fly faster and faster, getting closer and closer until you pop like a soap bubble. Don't worry, it didn't hurt. In fact, here are some more bubbles to help you feel better. Hundreds of swirling, opalescent bubbles. You're surrounded in a cloud, a swirling tornado of bubbles that carries you up, up into the air. You're as light as a feather, and as the bubbles pop, pop, pop out of existence, you're left floating in dark space. Now it's white space. You're floating in white space. What about zebra space? Peacock space? Okay, back to black space. Imagine floating in black space between the earpieces of your headphones. That's you. A tiny little human driver inside your own head, between your headphones. You take the controls of yourself, and remember that you are a ghost, driving a meat-coated skeleton made from stardust, riding a rock floating through space, and you have nothing to fear from this little day. Go and make yourself proud.